Now let's talk Dak. Because going into training camp, Norm, I do believe we both thought that a contract would be done.
Yes.
Before training camp was over, you can have a nice press conference out there, man, and announce a nice four-year, 100-and-something million-dollar contract for your quarterback that's going to lead you to great things in the future, and we're all holding hands and kissing babies and all that good stuff.
Or 6-year extension?
Oh, sure.
Maybe not just four. Might have been five, might have been six.
And we were all shocked that it did not happen, and even more shocked that training camp came and went, preseason came and went, the season starts, and you don't hear a thing about contract talks between the Cowboys and Dak Prescott. I do remember after one of the really good games, we heard Jerry say it was imminent that a contract was going to happen between the team and Dak, and not a peep since.
Maybe they're just waiting for a win.
Oh, okay. It's a joke. I guess no one cleared his throat. I didn't realize that. But Mike,
do we have one in October yet? No.
No wins in October. Okay. But Mike came up with the question that I want him to ask and present right now because he wants all the credit all the time.
No, I don't think I do.
I'm just kidding. That's
I want
the joke.
You two to shine.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're yeah. kidding. But keep going. I mean, I don't know. Basically, a lot of people are thinking it, you know, and the joke, and Jerry on his 840 bit every week says, well, you get a little cheaper. Is there any truth to it? Is there any truth to as the losses mount and this season turns from, yay, we're going to the Super Bowl to, oh my God, what the hell's happening, that it's costing Dak money?
I don't think so at all.
I kind of lean towards Norm and say that's pretty much right now for a competent quarterback in the NFL is around $32, $33, $34 million a year. And if you have one that you think can lead you to the promised land, and there's no question that the Cowboys think that about Dak, even right now, even during this 3-game losing streak, I just don't think it's not a wait. It's not a consumer at a table with a stack of money, and every time the waitress doesn't come over to fill up your drink, you take a dollar and put it in your pocket. I don't think that's how that works when it comes to contracts and quarterbacks. So it's one of those things where, all right, you see how this season plays out, but then what's on the other side?
What's holding it up?
No, I'm saying if you say, man, boy, we had the talent to win this thing, to win this year, and we don't feel like Dak is the guy that's going to do it, what's on the other side waiting for you? And if it's a quarterback you want to bring in free agency to come here, guess what? You're going to have to pay out the ass to get him.
And you aren't going to get him. I mean, let's just be honest. Is Russell Wilson ever going free?
No. No.
Mahomes? No. Good Lord. No.
Like, what's the biggest free agent? What's the biggest free agent quarterback a team has gotten here recently in the last 5 years?
Cousins.
I would say it's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And we all know what people think about him.
He's not bad. He's not bad. He's just not good.
they do wonder if he can lead them to a championship.
I think, personally, I think Cousins gets a little too much grief at times. The situation in Washington was never a good one down there. But he is not Wilson, Brady, Rodgers, yada-da, 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 yada-da. He's not. Now, that same phrase applies to Dak Prescott. He's not one of those yet. And quite honestly, where is he? Where is he in relation to Carson Wentz, who's already got his money?
Yeah, I know. I think there are a ton of people who will say that Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
And there are a lot of people who are saying, gee, if Carson could just stay healthy, but that's part of a contract also.
And you wonder if Carson is healthy and they're without Nick Foles, do the Philadelphia Eagles still have their Super Bowl?
No.
You'll never know.
No.
No idea.
Yeah, that you don't get that kind of miracle on earth from your backup quarterback very often in this league, quite honestly.
I do think that this will get done, after the season, they'll say, hey, and realize even how this season ends up. What if it's 9-7 and they miss the playoffs? I still think you will have a press conference after the season and before training camp announcing a new deal for Dak Prescott. So it's going to happen.
Let's go back, the two of us. Let's go back 2.5 months. Why hasn't it gotten done? Is it amount of guaranteed money? Is it number of years? Is there actually some substantial gap? Does Dak Prescott want $37 million a year and the Cowboys are offering $33 million? You say, well, gee, I don't know, $4 million a year. Well, you know what? That is something that holds up contracts.
Yeah, I think it's all about the guaranteed money and probably his people knowing how the state of the NFL is right now, wanting him to have the most guaranteed money out there, because every time you have a new quarterback sign their deal, guess what? They have the most guaranteed money.
Well,
most guaranteed money. And the Cowboys may be trying to hold firm a little bit, saying, boy, are you Russell Wilson?
Does anyone think he is? I mean, does anyone have just max through the roof confidence in Dak? And maybe people do. I mean, is anyone sure that you want to tie yourself to this for 6 years, like you say? I mean,
are you saying, Mike, sure that he's going to become Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers?
Does anyone think that? Does anyone think he's going to become any of these other guys who are the highest paid quarterback?
I don't. I think Dak's top side is somewhere in the 7th to 12th best quarterback in the league. Somewhere in there. Now, if you ask me about other quarterbacks, I think there's a chance Deshaun Watson becomes that.
Were we sure that Russell Wilson was going to become who he was when he was out there? It's always been a good quarterback, and I don't think there's no one denying that Dak is a good quarterback. But they did lean heavily on the running game when he first got into the league. Russ, and they had a really, really good team around him, and they won that championship and went to another one and should have 2 Super Bowl rings. But was it because of Russ? Well, I think Russ has taken the next step here in the last couple of years of saying, man, we don't have a running game, and he has elevated his play to becoming an all-around great quarterback.
Bingo. Bingo. Donnie, I couldn't have analyzed that better. He had a wonderful team around him, but as that team got stripped away because Russell Wilson got his big contract and they couldn't afford to keep some other people under the salary cap, Wilson has stepped up to carry a team that looks a lot more mediocre other than at the quarterback position.
Okay, this may be a crazy question or a crazy thought. Would Dak be a better quarterback without Zeke?
No.
Because this offense is so focused on running, on establishing a run, a running football team. And now that they've handed him over $50 million, that's exactly what they're going to do. When it gets down to it, when it boils down to it, they're going to run the football because they have Zeke. What if they didn't and they had to rely more on Dak to go out there and establish himself as a run-around, throw-it-around quarterback? Would he be a better quarterback?
I saw Dak last Sunday that threw off his back foot a great deal. Threw the ball high a great deal. Now, he was getting pummeled. Just pummeled.
And that has a lot to do with it.
I agree. But we've been saying, well, don't worry. The new coach will do this. The new coach will do that. I think Dak is a good NFL quarterback. Could you win a Super Bowl with Dak?
Yes.
Would you be more likely to win a Super Bowl with Rodgers, with Wilson, with Brady? Yes. But there's a certain level, and I believe Dak has now bobbed above that level, that with certain team circumstances, he'd put a ring on a finger. He would. He's not a bad player at all.
But what – I just think if you give an average quarterback the NFL rushing champion 2 out of 3 years, those are pretty good circumstances for your offense.
They are.
Exceptional circumstances. Maybe even better circumstances than just about any other quarterback has.
But look how Russ matured when he had a hellacious running game around him and a really, really
good
defense.
Are you counting on that?
that's.
I mean, Russ is special.
I know, but we didn't know he was special until all the circumstances happened.
But he was really good then, though, as well.
And Dak has been pretty good.
Yeah. No,
I'm not,
I agree.
Not saying he's going to be like that. You just don't know, but that's the chance you have to take. Because now if you say, you know what? Nah, man, we're good. We're not going to sign him. Who's up?
No, I get that. And that's the dilemma that they find themselves in.
They're in a window of we need to win in the next few years because of the talent that we have and how they're assigned right now. And if you're going to win right now, you're not starting over at quarterback.
Did you ever see the film Chronicles of Narnia where the three kids enter the big, like, chiffon robe?
The wardrobe.
The wardrobe, and they come out the other side, and it's a whole different world in there.
Donnie?
No.
Okay.
Never read it?
No.
Wonderful book, C.S. Lewis. Wonderful writer.
One syllable.
But the question the Cowboys have is the one Donnie properly. If you're not going forward with Dak, who are you going forward with? You've got to go through that window to the next year, the next level with somebody. If it's not Dak, who is it? Are you thinking a quarterback slips to the late first you might take and train? Do you continue to franchise him while that's happening? There are all sorts of questions here. Now, the other question could be proper too. What if he never gets higher than a pretty good quarterback level? What if he never becomes that top 6-7 quarterback in the league?
Welcome to the NFL. And those are the questions they're asking all the time. And I do believe and feel that if they say, you know what, we're going to franchise our quarterback for a couple of years, it'll be more Kirk Cousins than Zeke Elliott or Le'Veon Bell, where you probably wouldn't hear any backlash from it. He'll come out there and perform and play, even if it's under a franchise quarterback, and they'll have a couple of more years to say, is this what we wanted to be or where we needed to be? And if not, then maybe that's when you move on. But, man, they have a 2-3-4-year window around here with all the talent that they've signed to win right now.
And, Donnie, evidence right there. Is Mariota the answer? I don't think so. Jameis Winston the answer? I don't think so. Cam Newton, I think the Panthers are moving on from him. Wait a minute. Is Jared Goff the answer? All of a sudden there are questions like that out there.
Well, they signed him, so
a huge question.
He is the answer because they opened up the wallet and signed Jared Goff.